9/21/22. I'm sure by now you've heard of the Trump lawsuit, but there is another one pending. We'll talk about today.
I get to see it. I'm a firsthand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform, that the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
Yes, truth, exposure, and accountability. And it would seem that accountability is in the air for the FBI.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free?
Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Already September 21st, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, the most common way that the media lies to you actually isn't just by printing complete fabrications. I mean, don't get us wrong. They will do that. But that's more difficult, and it creates complications, and they prefer to avoid that. No, the main way that the press lies to you is simply by what they choose to report on at all and what they choose to completely whitewash and never mention. The press reports bogus allegations of hate crimes and then stays silent when these hate crimes are exposed as hoaxes days or weeks later. For example, the press provides nonstop coverage every time a white cop kills an unarmed black man, making the public think that there's some epidemic of racist cops, when actually that doesn't exist. And when you adjust for how much crime different races commit, police treat blacks no different from anybody else. But one of the press's favorite issues to lie by omission is the nonstop push to get the public to accept the sick perversion of transgenderism. Here, the deception is basically constant, and it has to be, because that's the only way that they can get away with what they're trying to do. Do you remember Rachel Levine, the fake woman and fake admiral in the Department of Health and Human Services? I mean, you have to dig really deep to find Levine's real name, Richard Levine. Even Fox News won't print it on their website unless they're quoting somebody else. It's incredibly hard to find any descriptions of Richard Levine's life that describe his transition or how he lived his life as a man until just a few years ago. They have to build up an entire fake reality where this obvious man was a woman all along. When these perverts commit crimes like rape or child pornography, we get dishonest news articles about how a woman was arrested for these crimes, so people don't notice the pattern of transgender kooks being perverted criminal freaks. So that brings us to this story out of Canada. Maybe you've heard about it. There's a shop teacher at Oakville Trafalgar High School in Ontario. This teacher, a man, had been running around in a ridiculous fake cartoon woman outfit with gigantic fake breasts. Because we live in a regime of lies, most publications are just ignoring this story and what it means. The ones that are reporting the story are still lying. They're hiding the teacher's name or acting like there's hateful harassment of this poor woman teacher. Well, we're not going to lie to you. First, here's the name. This teacher prefers to go by the name Kayla Lemieux, but that's just his stripper name, his fetish name, the name he imagines himself to be in his disgusting jerk-off fantasies. Well, sadly, we don't know his real name yet with absolute certainty because the local school district is fighting to hide his identity. According to some reports, his real birth name is Stephen Hanna. The school district claims that this is an entirely unrelated person, and they could easily be lying. In fact, they probably are. But we won't risk humiliating an innocent bystander by pointing to the wrong person. So we'll have to refer to this freak by his pervert name, which is more than most news outlets will do at all. Now, here's the truth about Kayla Lemieux. He's not a woman trapped in a man's body, nor is he a troubled man who thinks he's a woman. Kayla Lemieux is a man who is a pedophile sex predator, period. Why does he wear those gigantic fake breasts? Well, because it gets him off. He gets a sexual thrill when his fellow teachers and the students in his class have to pretend that he's normal and that his ridiculous costume is a real woman. He's forcing them to indulge his fetish. If you go into dark corners of the internet, this is obvious. Trannies online will talk about experiencing trans euphoria, including erections, when people affirm their gender. But it's not euphoria. They're literally just getting a sexual thrill out of diddling these kids. Think about it. Do any actual women that you know want to look like that? No, of course not. This isn't a man who has a desire to be an actual woman. He wants to be like the fake women in the Japanese cartoon pornography that he watches. Now, administrators at Oakville Trafalgar have put out a statement standing behind Lemieux's fetish and saying, quote, "We are committed to establishing and maintaining a safe, caring, inclusive, equitable, and welcoming learning and working environment for all students and staff." They're lying again. There's nothing safe or caring about any of this. When the administrators of Oakville Trafalgar force parents and students to put up with this, they're assisting a pervert in using children to sexually gratify himself. And they're daring parents to try and stop them. Fortunately, not all parents are intimidated. They're organizing a protest for this coming Friday. We stand with them, and so does Odessa Orlowitz, who's in Canada and has details on this protest. This freak show should be fired and criminally charged in court and sent to prison for life. You can't reform people like this, Odessa.
Yeah, I'm just looking up the info for this Friday. So before I forget and get into everything, if you want to attend this protest and you're in Ontario or you want to travel to it, it is this Friday at the school, Oakville Trafalgar High School. You can go for information to Michael Bator, BATOR.com/too far. MichaelBator.com/too far. And too far is an understatement. So I've been following this story closely. The Toronto Sun has been doing an excellent job of it. So what happened was, here's the first thing. When the school says, oh, the kids are fine with it, we're fine with it. Well, that's not true, because why are teen kids taking video and photos and posting them online and showing them to their parents? If they really didn't think there was a problem, they wouldn't do that. Secondly, here in Canada, more so than the States, people are so scared to speak out because of the liberal backlash. Parents are not going online to say what they feel, but what they've done is, this happened last week. Over the weekend is when the kind of storm happened. Monday, only 6 kids showed up to that shop class. So that means that we have 30 in a class here. That means that all those parents told their teens not to go, because their only way of protesting this is by banning the class, and that is exactly what's happened.
So now you're being forced to accept being diddled or touched or fondled or molested or having these fake breasts put on your face by some hairy dude, or miss an education altogether, because how dare you speak out?
Well, this teacher was a guy until a couple of years
he
ago.
He is a guy, period. Yes. This is a man with a penis, yeah. Period. No. I'm not going to participate in any kind of delusion that he's anything but
neither a man. Neither am I. Sorry, he presented himself in the way that biology, he's a dude. But he started dressing this way only recently. So he was already employed. So now the school has to deal with this. If you see the pictures, this isn't subtle. This is in your face misogyny against women, because women don't do that or
this
look like
that. This is in your face grooming and public molestation, yes, of minor children. He is a sick and deranged psychopath, yes, sexual deviant, and the only place for him is in a 6x6 prison cell.
Well, or he could just keep it to a fetish club where it's legal and leave the kids alone. This is the thing, is I've been looking more and more into what this kind of syndrome is, and it has nothing to do with human rights, respecting everyone's choices. This is a fetish where, yes, he gets off on kids looking at him like that. That's where we have to protect the kids. And so this is nothing to do with rights anymore. This is disgusting, not to mention unsafe in a shop class where his fake boob plastic things are falling into the machine. And here's the thing that the parents are trying to do to talk to the school. They looked up what the dress code is. Kids are not allowed to wear hot pants that are too short, skirts that are too short, and they're not allowed to show their nipples. So when the parents said, okay, this guy's showing his nipples, they're begging for anything, they don't care. They said, that's for kids. That dress code's only for kids.
Unbelievable. Our kids are being molested and groomed and taken and trafficked and abused sexually right in front of our eyes. And when we say something, we become the criminals and the bad guys. This is called Marxism. Yeah. That's exactly what this is. And you know, to keep it alone or to himself or in some sort of a fetish club, sure, I mean, that would be one thing, but you can't reform people like this. And he's already committed the crime of child molestation. He did it on public grounds. He should be criminally prosecuted. He should be charged, and he should be put in prison for the rest of his life. Mike Lindell is suing the FBI. Discovery and depositions are coming for that raid that happened at a Hardee's in Mankato, Minnesota, after an Iowa duck hunting trip Mike Lindell is in the green room standing by. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
You've heard me talk about Patriots Breakfast Club. I love my coffee. I know that you love your coffee as well. So why not drink great coffee that also is for a good cause? Yes, a portion of the proceeds goes to help American veterans. Can't think of a better cause. Some of the ones that come in my monthly subscription, the WTF, yes, the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It's a conversation piece that your friends will love, but nothing beats my favorite, the fresh Java brew, the FJB. So I went to my people over at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com and I said, hey, listen, why don't we offer Stu Peters Show viewers a discount? Brilliant idea. They did it. They bought it. Stu20, promo code Stu20 gets you 20% off site-wide at Patriots Breakfast Club. Go to PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Use promo code Stu20 at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Welcome back. Well, it's been a week since the Biden Gestapo, known as the FBI, stalked Mike Lindell to a Hardee's so they could seize his phone. Well, now Lindell just filed a lawsuit against the FBI alleging 5 separate violations of his constitutional rights and demanding the return of his phone. Some of those rights violations include tracking him via his cell phone, refusal to read him his Miranda rights, and refusal to let him contact an attorney while being questioned. Lindell also says the FBI operated in bad faith and intentionally took his phone because they knew that he exclusively relied on it for operating his business, since he doesn't use a computer. Mike Lindell is, of course, our friend and a stalwart ally of this program, and he joins us now. Mike, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me on, Stu.
So idiots I've seen, like actually on social media, are saying, how can you buy into this, Stu? This never even happened. Mike Lindell is faking it. And journalists here in our state of Minnesota are actually buying into this it never happened thing. To them, you say what?
Right. Well, that's where it started, was here in our home state here in Minnesota. I actually called that journalist actually reached out to me. I said, are you out of your mind? You think I have better things to do than get, you know, I said, if this would have happened at night, I said, I would have rammed through these guys. I said, of course it happened. I said, and he goes, well, I checked with the Hardee's. He even had the wrong Hardee's. This journalist and his little investigation. I said, you know, every other journalist just reached out to the FBI, like CNN, Washington Post, the New York Times. They all called the FBI and they said, yes, it happened, and it happened at Hardee's. And here's this guy. What is he trying to get attention? It's just shameful.
Yeah.
Them and the Minnesota Reformer and all these other. I think this one started with an R too. I mean, it's just they. I think they do this stuff, Stu, just to pile on and get a name and try and get a name for themselves, you know?
Yeah, because they're not relevant. What is relevant here is your constitutional rights, and they were significantly violated. I've read part of this lawsuit. Highlight for our audience exactly what you're alleging.
Well, that's what it is. The lawyers, I have 4 of the best lawyers, including Alan Dershowitz, and they dug into that. They said, this is one of the most important case ever. One lawyer said, Pat McSweeney, he said, I've been a lawyer for 40 years. I've never seen so many rights getting violated here. And he said, if they let this go through and let this happen, look out, everybody. It's over. I mean, these things need to stop. They've weaponized the FBI. I asked him, I said, you guys, why didn't you bash my door down like you did Sharona Bishop and others in Colorado? And they go, well, Mike, Sharona didn't open her door fast enough. That's what they said to me. She didn't open her door fast enough. One of the things they did that I thought was very interesting, they needed to have a warrant for me. And in order to track me, they tracked me illegal. Who knows how long they've been following me, Stu? I mean, that's kind of creepy, right? And another thing they did not, when they pulled up and surrounded me with all the vehicles, they never let out that they were FBI or anything. And I told my buddy, this is we're in a bad situation here. These are bad guys. Like I just told you, I'm the one that made the first move to identify them. I stepped out and said, who are you and what do you want? So loud enough so maybe people from the parking lot or inside of Hardee's would hear me. And that's when he stepped up. FBI, we want to ask you some questions. And I'm yelling, show me your badges. He's a put, you know, and he shows, and the other guy shows. Like I say, if it would have been at night.
Yeah, you'd have thought you were getting rolled by some criminals. Oh,
absolutely. I've had guns to my head. Anyone that's read my book, I would have rammed their vehicles, got out, and I would have flew down the highway trying to get to an officer, a police officer, or someone out to protect me from whoever these people were. This is almost like what they've done. What do they call it? Swatting or whatever? I mean, it felt like that. Like, you know, it was very strange, because why wouldn't they have just said, you know, came up to my office and said, hey, we're here. We want your phone, FBI. I mean, this is disgusting.
So they were tracking you with your cell phone. So they knew that you were in Iowa. They knew probably that you were duck hunting. And then they asked you if you're allowed to have guns. Insane. They knew when you were going to be at your office. They intentionally chose a public place at Hardee's to do this. And that is because of your visibility. You are Mike Lindell, the inventor, the CEO of MyPillow. You have been a huge ally of the election process here. You've been going after these voting machines. You've been having meetings all over the country with county commissioners. You're trying to right the wrongs of 2020 in a clearly fraudulent and stolen election. And the secret police of the fake and installed illegitimate Biden regime has been weaponized as this Gestapo, formerly the FBI, to do this to you, to make an example out of you, a high visibility person, so that they could use you as an example to warn the rest of us dissidents, don't go against the regime. Don't you think that's the message they're sending?
100%. You know, Stu, it comes up right on the heels of the Moment of Truth Summit, everybody, where I reached out. Remember, Google and everybody suppressed that. So we had a couple million people. We would have had 20 million people watch that, but they took away AdWords and everything. But what came out of that, Stu, was I reached out for the country and told everybody, go get the cast vote records, because a cast vote record will show 100% there was computer manipulation. The media didn't know what to do with that. So they started an attack saying, Mike Lindell is the county commissioners. They're so backed up and he's going to hurt the 2022 election process. I believe they did this just like what you're saying. So this brings it to another level. Oh, we can't deal with Mike Lindell. We can't deal with Mike Lindell. We're going to either out of fear that they would be the FBI be knocking on their door if they spoke out about the election machines and the crime, or another thing too, just like to destroy me. My pillow and my store. Stu, after this happened, my story, as you know, we have entrepreneurs, USA entrepreneurs. It's like mystore.com. It's like a mini Amazon. We have set up for all these entrepreneur and USA products. Five vendors now, five of them said, I don't want to be any part of this because they're afraid. It's disgusting.
So you have actual damages now as a result of this raid. You have monetary damages. You have reputational damages. People are afraid to sponsor or coordinate or be involved with or attach themselves to the name Mike Lindell or even MyPillow.com. We won't. Yep. We won't be afraid. We love it. Right. And you've been a great supporter of this program as well. So part of a lawsuit means that you get to depose. Part of a lawsuit means that there's going to be a whole lot of discovery. So you're going to figure out where this order came from. Who was it at the top of the DOJ that said, we need to target Mike Lindell? And do you know exactly what it is that they wanted with your phone?
they, I believe that they, because they asked about Frank's speech, the image we have up there that's inside the machines, everybody. They asked about that. They asked about why I fly my airplane all over the country to all these different states.
And none said, of your freaking business.
That's, well, that's what I said first. I said, but now that you ask, I said, are you guys, you're the FBI, and you obviously know why I fly around. I meet with attorney generals, crooked secretary of states, politicians, people on the ground to try and get rid of these machines and have elections and not selections. You know, and they asked me when I first met Tina Peters, I said, you guys, that's public knowledge. Remember, everybody, she's the county commissioner. She never had a jaywalking ticket in her life. They came to her for an election in 2021. It wasn't the 2020 election, Stu. The people in her county came to her and said, hey, there's something wrong in this county election board that we just elected. Something's off. Everybody, it was polling completely different. So she checked into it. She said, no, at first she got defensive and said, there's no problem. I'm a good commissioner, like all the commissioners are in this country, most of them anyway, but they don't know what goes on in that black box, those voting machines. So what she did when Jenna Griswold, this is where I believe it comes from, the government. That's why I sued the government too, Stu, not just the FBI. We're going after the government. I believe Jenna Griswold, the crooked Secretary of State in the state of Colorado, when they did with Dominion, working in conjunction with Dominion, Stu, they committed felonies all over the state of Colorado because they deleted the 2020 election. Now, and Tina Peters did a backup of it, I guess, in the spring of 21. And so they were asking me, well, when did you meet Tina Peters? Well, I met her at the Cyber Symposium. You guys all know that. It's very public. You've been tracking my plane, so you should know that. And you know, this is what they're done. They're trying to, it's just the timing is once again too, it's too coincidental.
Yeah, they're trying to make a statement. That's what they're doing.
They're trying to make a statement. It falls. And you know what else happened this week, Stu? Smartmatic, remember, changed history, changed everybody's lives when they sued Fox on February 4th of 2021. That started Lawfare, everybody. And now Smartmatic, when they sued me, they sued MyPillow and Mike Lindell. When they sued me, we put in like for a dismissal or whatever. Are you kidding me? What are you suing us for? You know? And a judge just this week said, yep, that case can go forward. Shame on that judge. I mean, it's unbelievable here.
Yeah. Like, well, I can't wait for this discovery. I can't wait for the depositions because I can't wait to break it all. I want to show everybody exactly how crooked this FBI is. And do not be scared of this Gestapo. Do not be fearful that they're going to make your life miserable. Speak out, be bold, be brave, fight for this country. Mike Lindell has done it. And we're in a war with these globalists right now, actually. And Jeff 100%. Bezos is one of them, by the way, and his Amazon. So go away from that. Shop at mystore.com. Not only are you supporting a great patriot, but it features 100% American-made USA products, just like mypillow.com does. And make sure that you use promo code STU, which benefits you also at MyStore on all of those products. I got about a minute left
here. I want to thank all your audience. Stu, this is another thing they've been attacking me for. All the great people out there, podcasters and TV shows and shows where they're helping MyPillow and MyStore to get through this. I've got enough things trying to get done and worry about but to have a peace that my employees are okay, it really means a lot to us. So I want to thank you all for that. I want to tell you what they've done. This stops here, everybody. I watched my friends. I watched people that I didn't even know get attacked and the FBI weaponized against them. I watched this. Well, it's going to stop here. We are suing the U.S. government and the FBI because you know what? One of the things, too, that was very important that came good out of this, Fox News, Tucker actually talked about the machines and the weaponization of the FBI two nights in a row. That has not happened since February 4th of 2021. Fox News, Newsmax, all these places, they won't talk because they're cowards and they won't even go because of Lawfare.
None of them will question the veracity of the election.
Right,
none of them.
Right. It doesn't even make sense.
They just participate in this fraud.
Well, you've already got sued, so I'm sorry, Fox, you're in on it or something. There's something wrong there. But Tucker got out and he spoke out. And I really, thank you, Tucker, because that got the word out everywhere of what they, my main thing, I said, when the FBI was there, I said, you guys, this is a real interesting one. I said, Are you going to arrest me? Because I knew if I got arrested, I even said it on my own show for a couple weeks. I wish the FBI would bash my door down. Maybe then Fox News would talk about machines and getting rid of these electronic voting machines. Well, anyway, I said to the FBI guy, you're going to arrest me. He said, no. And he said, we're taking your phone. And I said, well, I want to call a lawyer. Now get this, everybody. He says, no, I can't call a lawyer. So I said to the FBI guy, I said, let me get this straight. If I get arrested, if you're bringing me in, I can call a lawyer. But I can't call a lawyer if you're not arresting me, but you're going to steal my property. And he said, Mike, we're just doing our job. I said, you know what? That's what the Gestapo said early on in Germany. Yeah. That's what they said early on.
You know, so if that's the case, if you're not being Mirandized and if you're not allowed to have an attorney present, and that means that you're not being detained, and so you can leave whenever you want to. What do you think would have happened if you would have tried to just leave? We all know the answer to that.
You would be unlawfully
detained is what was happening.
Right.
I
was unlawfully detained anyway, but three cars surrounded me.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, what was I going to do? And it's my attorney, when they finally did let him get on the phone, I basically said, I'm not giving up my phone. I said, I'd rather be arrested. Because there was so much on there, we're running my company's passwords that I have to now personally go to the bank to reset. And this was to do my banking. I do everything off that phone, my hearing aids, everything. But I'm going, you know, I'm thinking, okay, you're going to do this stuff. I'd rather go put me in jail to show how bad you are. But I think they show what they are anyway. And like you say, the discovery is going to be pretty amazing.
I can't wait.
You know, who ordered the code red, right?
Yeah.
Who ordered it?
Yeah,
was it
exactly.
Jenna Griswold? You know, I mean, it's going to be interesting, Stu.
All right. Well,
and I wonder how long they've been following me. I wonder how long they've been spying on me. You know, I always go, Tim Cook, how is it in there, Tim?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. The NSA is listening. Yeah. Your phone does weird stuff all the time. I mean, we absolutely know. How long did they stalk President Trump before he found out that they wiretapped Trump Tower? You know, and violated his rights, illegally wiretapped him. They're doing the same thing to you. Mike Lindell, God bless you. Thank you so much. MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Use promo code Stu. You're a true hero. We can't wait for the discovery. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless, Stu.
Mike Lindell gets a fair judge. This is going to blow the top off the FBI. I want to know who ordered this. Like he said, who ordered the code red? If you've seen A Few Good Men, you know what he's talking about. There's no shortage of idiots out here either. Stu, that raid never happened. Really? What? Unbelievable. Protect yourself from government theft. Get gold and silver from GoldCo. Call 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Government theft is occurring. How about $100 billion to Ukraine? Did you okay that by any chance? Are you good with that? Of course not. This is all government theft. We are funding our own demise. Take it out of the system. Buy gold and silver. You'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call GoldCo 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Welcome back. Well, it's Wednesday. This is my personal favorite segment, actually. And it's a Stu Crew favorite. It's called Ask Dr. Jane. Dr. Jane joins us now. This is where I get to creep around and stalk your Telegram and look at people and see what they want to know and the questions that they're asking, because you're the medical contributor here on the show. People have come to know you and trust you as being a reliable source of information that always checks out. You research, you vet information before you bring it out. You do make predictions 99.9% of the time. Of course, you are right. It's all powered by MyPillow.com. Of course, use promo code Stu over there to get huge discounts. Mike Lindell loves this segment as well. Recently harassed and stalked himself by the Gestapo, formerly known as the
Crazy.
FBI, the secret police of this illegitimate, installed, fake totalitarian regime. But support that guy. Go over to MyPillow.com. Get away from these globalist corporations and this Bezos Amazon. The things that you'll find at MyStore.com and MyPillow.com, 100% American-made, big discounts when you use promo code STU. So let's get right after it. Tina says, love both of your shows so much. Thanks, Tina. We appreciate that. My question is, if you had a blood transfusion, how do you know if it was from a person who's had the jab? Also, is this question even asked when someone donates blood? If not, how can I get them to change the laws and requirements regarding all of this? Thanks for all of you do. Or for all
well,
of
you're
that
well-
you do. Whatever.
Yeah, you're welcome. Absolutely. And I'm not sure how you can change it, but the American public should know that the American Red Cross does not screen for the spike protein or any kind of a C-19 jab. In fact, I believe they're kind of in on it. They're another failed government agency that has collapsed, and they're part of this. It's very dangerous. I do have great concerns about it. I have suggested that people do something like preemptively, like autologous blood donation. That means you give a unit of your own blood and they preserve it for several months. If you think you're going to need it for an upcoming surgery, for emergencies, you can use plasma expanders as your first shot. It's of great concern, Stu, and there is no plan to protect the American public from blood transfusions.
It is a dangerous time to be here. We live in extraordinary times. I'm not going to say that it's scary. We're not going to live in fear, absolutely. But Linda Stokes says, my sister has scheduled to get another booster on October 17th. Hmm. She's already been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease since her other shots. Duh. How can I convince her not to get the booster? All right, time to lay down on Dr. Jane's couch. Here's family advice from Dr. Jane.
Yeah, this is, you know, Stu, I mean, the short answer is there is no way. If she hasn't gotten it by now, she's not making the connection to the first shot, she's getting second and boosters. There are just some people we're not going to be able to get to. I myself do this every day. And there are still people that write to me and ask me, you know, the same questions. I don't think there's any way to get to them, but yet we press on, we try, we continue to try to get through.
This is happening millions of times over.
You're not alone.
You're not alone at all. Absolutely. This is destroying families, ripping families apart, ripping marriages apart, ripping relationships apart. It's killing people, people that are awake and understand what this technology is doing to people inside of the own family structure. I've said it before. I'll say it again. My own father, Stu Peter's father. This is what I do every day. I'm here in this chair battling against this every single day. It was one of the first platforms out to call it a bioweapon, if not the first platform, to call it what it is, a bioweapon, an intentional plot to depopulate, an intentional plan to maim and incapacitate and kill and sterilize and make people fertile. Now we see the likeness of the leaked Pfizer documents that are showing and proving all of this. 22% of women in the second and third trimesters are having, you know, unwanted spontaneous abortions. It's killing babies. But my own father went and got this stuff. Hasn't been the same since. Residually sick. So I will just tell you, you know, Linda Stokes, you are not alone.
And on that issue of marriages, Stu, I'm not a relationship counselor, but, you know, my first PhD is in psychology research. But I will tell you that, you know, these spouses that took it, your bigger issue is your spouse has a totally different value system from you. They continue to take these shots over and over again. So you, in addition to shedding, you've got other problems to worry about.
Yeah, bigger problems than actual shedding, because we know that there are things that we can do to help ourselves with the physical health part of that, because we're going to be among these jab people for the rest of our lives. But yes, ideologically, you have much bigger problems inside of your relationship if you have a spouse that's, especially if they're just repeatedly going in and getting these things over and over again. Montana dude, Dr. Jane, since injections are changing to mRNA technology, will it be added to existing pill meds that we take? Will patients be informed of ingredient changes if mRNA technology is added to these pills?
Well, good question, series of questions. They'll probably not be, we'll all not be informed until after the fact. And I don't buy into like the oral route. mRNA is very fragile. That's why it's was originally put in a lipid nanoparticle to keep it stable and together. Otherwise, the body will destroy it if it's found outside of cell nuclei. Who knows what they're putting in the rest of the poison pills. And we have molnupiravir and Paxlovid that are both terrible drugs with deadly components in them that are already well known, that have black box warnings for the public. But it's probably only going to stay in the infusions, the intravenous and the injections, the intramuscular and subcutaneous, all those injections. That's how you keep it intact. And I do believe, Stu, it's going to be in everything. I'm concerned about childhood vaccine schedules. You don't have to take my word for it. These companies have already disclosed publicly that they are going to integrate the mRNA technology in your child's childhood schedule. And that's very dangerous. This is putting parents in a very bad position because they pit them against CPS versus, hey, jab your kid with this mRNA technology that was never ready for human primetime.
Unbelievable. T, she spells it T-E-E, or he, I guess. I don't know. That's kind of one of those...
Teehee.
Yeah, teehee. Okay, anyway, with the onset of winter, we used to get our flu jabs pre-COVID, of course. Can we take those flu jabs? Do they even help? Even kids are getting these nasal flu shots at school.
Nice segue from the last question. I wouldn't. First of all, Stu, the traditional flu vaccines for influenza A and B, for example, down through the years that have been coming out, they've never, people don't know this, but they've never been more than 15, 18%, 20%. Maybe 30% effective. Would you want to take something that only works like 20% of the time? It's ludicrous. And now they're going, they've already said, the CEO of Moderna, Stefan Bancel, has said, look out because we're going to put together a universal flu vaccine. Fauci's wet dream. Yep, there we go.
This is what
I do. He's got his nebulizer out.
This is how I get ready for the onset of winter.
Every day, he's nebulizing.
Nebulizing, yes. So I have... straight up 3% food grade hydrogen peroxide in here. That's what this is.
That's Stu's concoction. I would say always 1-to-1 ratio with a normal saline sterile in that chamber. But Stu, good for you. It's your preventive.
I combine the nebulizing every day with the hydrogen peroxide, 2 Z-stack pills, and then NAC. I'm not a doctor. That's not medical advice. It's just what I do to stay healthy. Do you agree? Am I doing the right thing there?
That's what I do. I'm not giving medical advice to the general public, but I will say that I agree with you in terms of I run the same regimen. I don't wait to get sick, Stu, to take these things. And nebulizing, I want people to understand, cleans out and keeps organisms down to a minimum in the nasal passages, which is your portal of entry to your upper and lower respiratory systems.
You can get them with masks. I prefer this because I don't know. I just something about a mask. I'm not going to, you know, but
yeah, we're a little mask.
This is a little bit, this is a little bit more, you know, clean, I think, you know, I guess you can wash this component a lot better. You're not strapping
good
it to your face.
Stu.
You can also share it with others. So for example, I have encouraged the production crew and the film editors down in Florida at our Vero Beach office. I've instructed them, I need you to get a nebulizer down there.
And
all of you can just sit in a circle and, you know, like the Native Americans used to do the peace pipe. Yeah, you can nebulize and it'll bring you together. Kumbaya. Kids are getting these nasal flu shots at school.
Yeah.
Make sure that your kids know if anybody comes near them with an injection or a nasal or an anything shot injection.
Anything medical.
Tell them to
run.
Refuse and say no.
Absolutely
Deanna Johnson,
right, Stu.
We the unjabbed want to know more about what, besides spike proteins, is being shed on us and what we can do to protect ourselves from each of these things.
This is a very important question, Stu. The answer is we don't know. But before you jump off, you know, it's important that we don't know. These companies know, Stu. They know what everything that's in these vials. They know every component you're being injected with, and they're not being held accountable for disclosing it. We don't know what else there is. We only know what we have found out and what little they have disclosed, like the investigator's brochure that cited if a woman of childbearing age was exposed to somebody who was injected, it was a reportable serious adverse event. We categorize them. Serious adverse event is the highest escalated, most dangerous adverse event you can have in a pharmaceutical research study. Tells you a lot about the shedding issue,
and
but
as
not
you know,
everything.
I mean, we've talked to Albert Benavides about this as well on the program, who's been really taking a long time. I mean, this guy studies this vaccine adverse events reporting system database monitored by the CDC, which is really the only thing that we have to go on. There was some Harvard study that suggests that only less than 1% of actual vaccine injuries are reported to this. It's soaring at over 2 million injuries, over 30,000 deaths. But they are reclassifying these serious adverse events as
they're just making
serious.
A mess of it.
They're hiding everything. So just know, I mean, these things are dangerous. These things are deadly. Yes, of course, they're hiding it. Congress gave them immunity. They brought this thing out. It was already in existence before this stupid, fake, chimerically engineered, intentionally released bioweapon called COVID-19 was manufactured in a bioweapons lab, released with purpose from Wuhan, China, which is why the CIA was trying to get a hold of the inventor of the mRNA technology on January 4th of 2020. You have to ask yourself, what was going on January 4th in Wuhan, China, that the CIA wanted to get a hold of Dr. Robert Malone? I mean, none of this is a secret. And so I'm sorry if the facts hurt your feelings. I don't really give a damn.
And he's still working on more second generation mRNA vaccines, but he's not working on an antidote to reverse the ones that are maiming and killing people right now.
Why doesn't he get in the lab?
I don't know.
Calls himself the godfather of this. Takes credit for this. Publish or
perish.
Good
question for him.
Right? Isn't that something in pharmaceutical? Publish or perish. If I don't publish this, I won't get paid for it.
Well, I think he told you that he can't tell you everything, Stu, because he will lose his medical license. I didn't think he treated patients, but so that shouldn't be an issue. But like Dr. Stella Emanuel said a long time ago, you worry about your license, people are dying. You're a murderer if you're worried about your license. Those were her words.
I would say that it's a constitutional crisis when somebody with that kind of information is being limited by some entity with some blackmail or bribery or form of coercion to remain silent on it as people are dying. Kids are dying. Yep. Babies are dying. This is a bioweapon, period. And those who are responsible for inventing, manufacturing, mandating, pushing, endorsing, sponsoring, lying about, providing mis or disinformation about these shots should be held responsible and accountable in a criminal court. And then when they're found guilty, they should be marched out on the courthouse steps and hanged or have a bullet put in their brain. It's called Ask Dr. Jane. It's here every single Wednesday. It is a Stu Peters show favorite. We love it. Dr. Jane has a Telegram channel. You can find it. It's at Dr. Jane Ruby. If you have questions for our medical contributor here on the network, put them there. If you're selected, your name and your question will be answered right here on the Stu Peters Show. It's all powered by Mike Lindell over at MyPillow.com. Use promo code Stu for big discounts. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You bet, Stu.
All right. Yes. So along with a nebulizer to prepare yourself for winter, especially if you don't live in a tropical climate, people get low mood, which leads to depression and stress and anxiety and sleepless nights and an early grave and all of these things that nobody wants. You can prevent all of that by having the right types and appropriate amounts of magnesium in your body. Magnesium is the most critical thing that you have in your body for its overall function to combat stress and anxiety and low mood and depression and sleepless nights. Get the sleep that you need so that you're charged. Stay optimistic, stay up, stay positive, combat this. 75% of Americans have a magnesium deficiency. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium for you in exactly the right amounts. Just take one capsule in the evening time just before bed. MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times of cancel culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me, and it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news, what a concept. Well, today I'm gonna pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm gonna give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not gonna give up on. We're not gonna lose our freedoms. You use promo code Stu. You guys, this is the best price in history. Because of your great support, thank you all, and God bless.
Well, everybody by now has at least heard of CBD, or you've seen it advertised, or you know somebody who uses CBD, but maybe you're not 100% clear of all the benefits of using CBD. Go to Curibl.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. I was blown away when I was doing my research. People who battle with the symptoms of a diagnosis from Parkinson's disease are benefiting tremendously from CBD. That's a serious thing. ADHD, kids that struggle paying attention in class or are easily distracted, CBD benefits that. Maybe you have chronic pain from a surgery or an arthritic pain from an injury, or maybe just in your age, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. Active people, athletes use CBD all the time. Go to Curibl.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L.com. This is a family-owned business from right here in my home state of Minnesota, where all of their hemp is sourced. So you know what you're getting. Everybody's going to use CBD. Those who are in the know, not living under a rock, are going to use CBD. So you should know who you're doing your CBD business with. Plus, if you use promo code Stu, you get 20% off site-wide on all of these hemp products sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Go to Curibl.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Use promo code Stu for 20% off site-wide at Curibl.com. Welcome back. So the U.S. military has quietly put a new interim guidance online about its compulsory vaccination protocol. This new interim guidance in the Navy and Marines orders them to stop kicking out service members who seek a religious exemption from the shot that I will not call a vaccine. But that's not much comfort, because already thousands of our best servicemen had their careers ended by these mandates, which was the real purpose all along. Unless the military lets these veterans back in, which would be unprecedented, the Biden regime will still have achieved its objective of purging the military of political dissent. Dalton Clodfelter is one of those dissidents and one of those service members who was caught up in the Biden purge, and he joins us now. The show doing very well, by the way, on the Stu Peters Network. If you haven't checked it out, The Right Dissident, make sure that you do. So you were involved with this purge. And is that what this was? Was this an intentional plan to gut the military?
I believe so. It was a litmus test to see who would fall in line, who would toe the line to the regime's orders. And I think that there were many people who did not do that. I think that it shocked the leadership of the military. It shocked the upper echelons of power that currently are in charge of the military, which I'm very proud to say that I was a part of, yes. And it was a complete gutting and a litmus test to see who would stand against the regime.
So what was your personal experience with that? I mean, you refused the shot based on religious grounds?
Yeah, so I put in for a religious exemption, actually, and I was denied. And I chose not to fight that. I chose to, because I saw this as a losing cause. I don't want to go and fight and die for a country that is enforcing this vaccine that I disagree with on a moral standpoint. And that's besides the point, though. While I did resist, it resulted in 6 months of basic punishment from the leadership, not my direct, leadership, platoon leadership, but from the upper leadership, the upper command. They hated it. They despised it. I mean, it was like we were treated like second class citizens, having to wear masks. We were the only ones required to wear masks on post. The list goes on. I could talk about it all day. But at the end of the day, what occurred was an attack on people's religious values and their beliefs. I was told that they were given a stack of religious exemption sheets about this big, and only maybe two or three were actually accepted. And now I think that they are regretting this decision.
What makes you think so?
Well, I think that because of the war in Ukraine right now and Russia tripling down, as we saw last night, I think that they are realizing, wow, we need these experienced soldiers. I knew a major, we're talking about someone who's been over for 20 years who was kicked out of the military for refusing this vaccination, this shot, as you put it. And you cannot replace that with a brand new private or a brand new lieutenant in that case. It's just not possible. It costs $95,000 to train and put in a new soldier, about $40,000 to get them through basic training, and then some about $45,000-$50,000 to get them on the level of an experienced line troop. That is not feasible to do in a short amount of time that we're placed in right now with a possible war with Ukraine. It could happen tomorrow. We are crippled. Our defenses are crippled. No one is joining. Recruitment numbers are down. We've lost, I can't even remember the bullet points, but extreme amount. No one's joining the military anymore because they know it is a problem. They know that this leadership is terrible. They know that nothing is secure anymore. And they don't agree with what the regime is doing, not only with this vaccine, but with this war.
Yeah, and what you said earlier, I'm not going to go fight and die for some country that's enforcing this vaccine, that's this overreaching, tyrannical push, stripping away liberty and bodily autonomy. It's the same thing that's happening in the law enforcement world. Who can just unequivocally, quote, back the blue anymore when a lot of these cops are out here enforcing this tyranny? And also, who aspires to be a police officer anymore in times like this, where even in the most justifiable use of force situation, if you're a white cop and you have a physical confrontation with a black guy, guess what? He's going to go free. You're going to go to prison for the rest of your life. So who in the hell wants these jobs? It's no surprise to me that the military recruitment numbers are down. Who wants to go fight for a country that has been taken over by a Marxist coup? It's just not something that anybody aspires to do. This is not the military that I grew up admiring, that my father served in, or probably even, Dalton, the military that you enlisted in.
No, absolutely, Stu. And I know people in right now, okay? And I love them. They were brothers to me, and I got to know them very well. The problem is they were just not aware of the truth. And I think that that's a big problem right now that's facing law enforcement, as you said. It's facing military on the lowest level. People just are not aware of what's really going on, which is why we need places like this show where people can come forward about what's really happening to express that truth and hopefully tell these people, hey, You know, you're fighting against the American people. You swore an oath to the Constitution, not to Joe Biden, not to some shot, not to some vaccine or whatever it is. You swore an oath to the American people to protect them and nothing else.
Are we gearing up for a full-blown kinetic, like, declared war with Russia in Ukraine?
I would say that it is definitely in the realm of possibility. I don't know if Biden has you know, those plans in mind. However, I will say while I was in, we were training to fight a near peer threat. People with night vision goggles, with reconnaissance equipment that matches our own, with air support that matches our own, with weapons that match our own. And not only that, but I think that some of my buddies who are still in now are kind of being geared in that direction. I don't know if it'll happen for sure. This is just my guess, but I would say that it seems to be definitely on the table as an option.
Do Americans support that?
I certainly hope not. I don't want to see my buddies die. I don't want to see my friends, my family die. And I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way for a country that does absolutely nothing about us. This Ukraine is a fake nation. Half the people who claim they care about it don't even know where it is on a map. So I highly doubt that Americans who have the potential to lose friends and family support a war over this territory that's historically Russian anyway.
Put your political pundit hat on for a second. How does a war against Russia in Ukraine benefit America?
Exactly, Stu, and I think that that is the question that all Americans should be asking themselves. I don't think it does. I've talked about this on the show a lot. As someone who was in, you know, I was willing to go and fight and die for the American people. I signed up as an 11 Bravo. I wanted to go and defend the country, but I slowly realized that the people that we have been defending give us nothing in return, and they're certainly not American citizens. They're certainly not the American people. Why aren't we sending troops south, you know, south? To get on our southern border where women are being raped, where children are being molested, trafficked, where drugs are coming into the country. That is the real threat right now directly facing Americans, not some country thousands of miles away that borders Russia that is historically Russian. It makes no sense.
Okay, so answer your own question. Why aren't we? Why? I mean, I'd like to know, why aren't we not putting troops here? We're sending $100 billion to Ukraine. we have a physical invasion happening at our southern border. Why aren't we?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with replacements, Stu. And I've also, you know, they want more immigrants to come in the country, not only to vote out, Republicans with this, but also to replace whites. And I've spoken about this. It's not a racist idea. People talk about this all the time, like it's some kind of racist thing. But that is just genuinely what is happening. And I think that they want this. The globalists want this. They do not want a national identity. They do not want us to be proud of our country. It happened with the states. People don't acknowledge their state anymore. Half the people, probably my age, don't know what their state flag looks like or their state motto, et cetera, because statehood is gone. People aren't proud of their states. People are still kind of grasping to the idea of a nation. But as that erodes, as this invasion occurs, the lines will be blurred as to what is our country and what is not. And sooner than later, nationhood is just completely wiped away. There are no nations. There is no national autonomy.
Yeah. I believe that the great replacement is happening, replacing whites, absolutely. As far as voting out Republicans, voting is fake. I don't believe that that's part of the deal. But I also do believe that there is an intentional, aforethought, planned purpose to bring people here who are gangbanging, violent, drug dealing, child sex trafficking, criminal parasites, because that creates the chaos in the country that they need. The absence of the rule of law is required to usher in full totalitarianism. And that's what we're looking at here. Check out the show. It's called The Right Dissident. It's on the Stu Peters Network. You can find it at StuPeters.com or on Rumble. Dalton Clodfelter, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course, it's a damn shame what they have done to this military and to our service members and to our veterans on purpose, intentionally, and by design. Purge dissent. Get rid of these people that critically think on their own. Get rid of these people who still uphold the Christian values that this country was founded on. Leave me only left with subservient slaves that will ultimately be compliant to this fake installed totalitarian regime. Leave me only left with those who are willing to fire on Americans. I'm not being hyperbolic. All right, I want to talk to you about my great friends over at Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. This is where you will find the Nootropics brain supplements that are 100% safe, totally legal, non-addictive. Fill out the personal questionnaire. You'll learn a lot about yourself. That way, Nootopia can put together a custom brain supplement package for you, the light switch for your brain. Are you as driven as you could be? As focused as you should be? Are you as creative as you can be? These things really do help process information. How do you think? How do you deal with distractions? Go to Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com. Before we go today, it's important to me to stop and just thank you. Tell you how much I appreciate you. Each and every single one of you. I care so much about this Stu Crew family. And without you, all of the work that we put into providing this information every day would just all be for naught. It would be for nothing. But no, you take this information and you go into your communities and you hold people accountable. Our courts are effed. The only court that counts is the court of public opinion. And I just want to thank you. I love you all so much. I put so much work into protecting you and giving you the information that it takes to protect your kids. I care about this country and its future, and I wouldn't be here fighting if I didn't think that we could win. So I just wanted to say that. It's all made possible by Cortez Wealth Management. Of course, Carlos Cortez, the original sponsor here. Make sure that you book your individual appointment with him. Prepare for this recession. CortezWM.com or call him in his office, 813-448-3446. Until tomorrow, at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!